Kate, voting process has missed the deadline again. After countless delays and missed deadlines, the lower house elections were due to be completed on March 15th, and now Somalia's Election Commission said they have pushed back the deadline, delaying until March 31st, a process that's already more than a year overdue and has resulted in political sanctions by the United States and international rapprochement. So far, three of Somalia's five states had selected their representatives by deadline, according to election officials, and some 39 of 275 seats remained unfilled in Hirshabelle, Jubaland, and Puntland states.
Now, what does this mean for the process of selecting the next president?
It means that Somalia is still in political turmoil. Some leaders are not trusting each other, and that the country is in a drought. It will only exacerbate the already volatile situation in Somalia in terms of insecurity by the Al-Shabaab militant group, which continues to attack bases in south and central Somalia. And it means further delays means also more international pressure by the United States, by the European Union, by the African Union, and those who are partners with Somalia. They have been pressuring the government, they have been pressuring the politicians that elections will be held on time, but delays still continue. And this means if Somalis leaders do not come up with a plan for fulfilling this election and avoid further delays, maybe the solution would be easier. But if these delays continue, it means a political crisis, it means international pressure again.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the plan is for the next 2 weeks to try to actually get it done? Is much known about what the next steps are?
Kate, the Federal Election Implementation Team said in its latest revised timetable, these vacancies would be filled by the end of the month, and the official final results of the lower and upper house ballots announced on March 31st. Then all elected representatives would be sworn into office in Mogadishu on April 14th. The two chambers of parliament intend to choose a president, and until representatives for both are elected and sworn in, the vote cannot proceed. No date was set for the election of the president and the speaker of parliament. And of course, according to the nature of this election, its further delays cannot be ruled out because elections were marred by delays after delays. The election for lower and upper house lawmakers were supposed to be completed before President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed's term expired in February 2021, and since delays after delays.